Pakistan today tested a medium-range surface-to-surface missile amid continuing fears of war between India and Pakistan. The two nuclear neighbors have fought three wars since independence, two of them over the disputed province of Kashmir. More tests are planned in the next few days. India was notified of today's test in advance and said it was not impressed with Pakistan's decision, but called the test routine and not central to the current situation. U.S. officials say they're disappointed with Pakistan's tests. The State Department urged U.S. citizens to put off travel to the region and said Americans already there should consider leaving. NPR's Michael Sullivan reports from New Delhi.
Routine is the word that both India and Pakistan used to describe today's launch. But Pakistan hasn't conducted a major missile test for more than 2 years. And given the current tension, with nearly a million Indian and Pakistani troops facing each other across the frontier, with daily exchanges of heavy mortar and machine gun fire, it's hard to imagine how the firing of a missile capable of carrying a nuclear warhead could be seen as routine. Pakistan's President General Pervez Musharraf announced the test during a speech in Islamabad. He said the missile had been launched at 9:30 a.m. local time and traveled 900 miles before hitting its target with, he said, total accuracy. The intermediate-range Ghori missile can carry both conventional and nuclear warheads and could easily strike most northern Indian cities in the event of war. After announcing the test, General Musharraf spoke of the possibility of war between Pakistan and its neighbors.
Hum jang ke liye tayyar hain. To isliye kisi ko.
Pakistan does not want war, but we are ready for war, General Musharraf said. The Indians, he continued, say they are not impressed with our missile test, but we do not test to impress our neighbors, Musharraf said. We test in order to be able to defend ourselves. India's Prime Minister Atal Bihari Vajpayee, who earlier this week told troops they must be prepared for a decisive battle against the enemy, one that would require sacrifice to achieve a great victory, today avoided any shrill rhetoric and downplayed the significance of Pakistan's test. We don't take this test firing very seriously, Vajpayee said. It is normal. India's Minister of State for External Affairs, Omar Abdullah, offered a similar response, saying the tests were aimed at Musharraf's audience at home.
If this was a test conducted on his western border close to India, and it looked as if he was trying to precipitate something, then yes, we would be forced to respond in kind. But I believe the general is far more sensible than that. He knows what India's capabilities are and how we are in a position to respond.
Nonetheless, many analysts believe the tests are intended as a warning for both India and the international community that Pakistan is prepared to do whatever necessary to defend itself should India attack. Prime Minister Vajpayee this week wrote to President Bush, Britain's Prime Minister Tony Blair, and Russian President Vladimir Putin, warning them that India's patience with Pakistan is wearing dangerously thin, urging the leaders to pressure Pakistan to end what India calls cross-border terrorism. All three leaders are now doing just that. Britain's Foreign Secretary Jack Straw heads for the region next week. U.S. Deputy Secretary of State Richard Armitage is due shortly after. Michael Sullivan, NPR News, New Delhi.